And in Jesus' name,
your children come surrounding your throne. And we are using this song to praise you. Use our heart and our spirit to praise you. Because we are your blessed children. And before your throne, we come with words of thankfulness.
Hi, brothers and sisters.
Because of what you have done on the cross, your salvation. It is things that we cannot see with our eyes. Things that our ears have not heard before.
Has gone by.
And our heart would never fall. I tell you, the first day of February is also gone. Yet we are indeed the blessed sinners. And I tell you that just a couple of times around, we will be seeing the Lord. So do you hope the Lord to come back soon? Is that your hope? But then even if the Lord comes later, now we will be gone. Even at my advanced age, I'm hoping that I could see the Lord coming with my eyes. I tell you that all the promises in the Bible has come true. Just a little bit left. And I think that it is coming true in Europe. But there is one amazing thing. That in these couple decades, all the people, all the Christians in this world, they know that the Lord is coming soon. I don't think that's ever happened before. All the saints all over the world are now waiting for the Lord. Then I tell you that so are the saints in China. Now these Chinese saints, they went through a lot of tough times. But I'm not comparing the two. But I tell you that the saints in China, they're really hoping for the Lord's return. And I tell you that the promise is coming soon. When I say the Lord is coming soon, I'm not just saying it. But I tell you that I study all the prophecies in the Bible. And in God's words, I know the Lord is coming soon. So let us read a couple Bible verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 1
22-24.
Are we there yet?
1
Corinthians 1:22-24. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greek foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
2:6-9.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, 6 through 9. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eyes has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Galatians chapter 4, 4 and 5. Galatians chapter 4, 4 and 5. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we may receive adoption as sons.
49:7-9.
Psalms 49:7-9. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is costly, and each shall cease forever, that he should continue to live eternally, and not eat the
pigs. 21:21.
And lastly, Revelation 21:21. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl. And the streets of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass.
好，我们弟兄姊妹都要听一点比较品质高的信息哈。
Brothers and sisters, it's time for you to listen to some high quality message.
这三次我们讲十架经济。
These three lessons is going to be the cross.
这是我最基本的信息。
Message of the cross, the most foundation of Christianity. And I hope that all three messages you understand.
我们要从源头来讲,
we're going to talk from the origin.
为什么要有十架?
Why did we need a cross?
我们需要明白神是如何的一位神。
So first, we have to understand who God is. That our God is the creator of all. That God is filled with fullness. And He is all-sufficient and He has it all. And His power is almighty. And God's glory is too fulfilling. And His righteousness is above all. So He has this great blessing. But yet she doesn't have anyone to give it to. The angels are not who wanted to give to. And no one was there to enjoy his fullness with him. So that's why our God was a lonely God. He was alone. So for that reason, one day he created mankind. And at one time he sent for his son, word became flesh to our world. So here, let us know Jesus. That Jesus is an absolute God. And he is also an absolute man. He created a new life. A new life where God's life and man's life come together. And in the Bible, it calls this new life the eternal life. An overcoming life. When Jesus came to this world, it is a glorious God. He is now bounded in flesh. God's wisdom. He didn't make Jesus a good-looking man. Now, does anyone know what Jesus looked like? I don't think so. But I tell you that in Christianity, there's a lot of painting of Jesus. I think if they're trying to paint Jesus, it's ridiculous. And if they now start painting angels, that's even more ridiculous. But I tell you that if you go around, you see a lot of paintings of angels. They would paint the angel as a little baby. They would have a little wing. I tell you, is that what an angel looks like? I tell you that an angel can kill thousands at once. And how can you portray an angel as a baby? That's ridiculous. But then what they're saying is that they're trying to portray an angel as a cute figure. But I tell you that there's an angel that has four faces. If you see this angel at night with four faces, you will be shocked to death. And if you try to paint Jesus, that's also ridiculous. But I tell you that the most famous painting of Jesus came from the Catholic Church. I tell you that the Bible never described what Jesus looked like. In the Old Testament, it talked about it. Isaiah chapter 53, that's the chapter of Jesus.
整章圣经讲主耶稣,
the whole chapter describes Jesus.
从降生一直到升天到再来,
it talked about how when Jesus was born until the day that he was resurrected and came back.
他讲到主的容貌了,
it talked about what Jesus looked like.
他没有加薪美容,
but he said that he was not with good appearance.
也没有美容叫我们看见了羡慕他,
not a good appearance that would attract people.
就主耶稣讲得很娇气,
but I tell you that Jesus was probably looked very weary.
人就没给我们仔细描写,
but he never really described what he looked like.
他没有加薪美容,
or only said that he was not with good appearance.
就是手掌的这样,
but it so it probably means that when you see him, he is not attractive.
但是他能吸引千万人来跟随他,
but yet he is the one who has attracted and drawn thousands to him.
这么各种民族都来爱他,
he has strong people from all the different races.
这个神的大能力, 大智慧,
because this is through the power of God, his great wisdom.
这个荣耀的生命从我焦垂的面貌发挥出来,
this new glorious life is revealed through this weary face.
这个美丽的生命进入一个不太俊美的面,
this new beautiful life is shown through the not so beautiful face. And it has been through 2,000 and some years, still attracting new people to him. And that's through the great wisdom of God. Jesus Christ, the Word, became flesh. That our God, who cannot be contained by the universe. Now this God came bounded in a flesh that is not even 6 feet tall. Now it didn't even say 6 feet tall, I was just saying it. But I think Jesus was probably shorter than 6 feet. So Jesus came as just a normal man. Now today I don't think that many of us are higher than 6 feet. Probably 10.
很少六十高,
I was 6 feet tall before, but now I shrunk.
也从前我打篮球,
because before I used to play basketball.
每次比赛都要先报告, 身高, 体重,
every time the scouting report would tell you how tall I was.
所以我知道我的身高很准确,
so I knew how tall I was.
现在瘦了两寸,
but now I shrink 2 feet.
心里不大服气, 我腰也没弯, 背也没有驼,
and then I said, I'm not really a hashback. How did I shrink so much?
你都被水分解少,
when the water starts goes away, you shrink.
感谢主,
but thanks to the Lord, that Jesus came as a man, a God who cannot contain by the universe, was now bounded in a flesh. And do you know what his biggest pain?
知道吧?
Do you know?
把你这个60高的人,
if you put someone who is 6 feet tall, you want to bound this man in a 2x2 boxes,
舒服吧?
Do you think he'll feel comfortable?
这个比喻啊, 太差了,
and tell you that that's even a bad parable comparison. A guy 6 feet tall bounded in a 2 feet box,
主耶稣的宇宙装不下的神,
but I tell you, Jesus cannot even be bounded by the universe. He's now bounded in a 6 feet flesh. And he must feel very confound. And he wanted to be released. And then I think that's the deepest feeling of Jesus. He wanted to be released. And don't you know that God wants people to enjoy him? So that's why he set forth this path. A path where Jesus would go onto the cross. Don't think for a second that Jesus was forced to be on the cross. And don't think for a second that the Roman soldier nailed Jesus to the cross.
And
don't you think that it is Satan who put Jesus on the cross? But I tell you that even in the Old Testament, there's a prophecies of the cross. Until the book of the Gospel, in Matthew 16, that Jesus went on to the Mount of Transformation. And his glory was filled the whole mountain top. And after he came back from that mountain, then his way is now only to the cross. The Bible says that Jesus was firm to go onto the cross. Now Satan was afraid. And Satan did not want Jesus to go onto the cross. But it is Jesus who dragged Satan with him to go onto the cross. Because the cross is the main battlefield. And the third lesson, we'll talk about the overcoming cross. I tell you that the cross is not the end of our Lord, but the cross is the release of our Lord. So all the children of the Lord, you need to understand one thing. The cross is a mechanism to release the Lord. The power of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, or the strength of the Lord, through the cross is now released.
Release of the Lord.
So there is a great book written by Brother Spock. It's called Release of the Lord. The Release of the Lord. It talked about the cross. It is the cross that released the Lord. All the fullness is now released. So now we have come to the age of the resurrection. And today, the Lord that we believe in is a very different Lord from the day when he was walking on this world. When he was walking on this world, he can only speak to one person at one time. He can only exist at one time, at one place. But now it's different. At one time, he now can speak to 10,000. And each of the 10,000 feels that the Lord is right there with him. And each one of them will hear the Lord's voice in their ear. At the same time. At one time now, the Lord can perform miracles in 10,000 places. I have a book that is coming out real soon to talk about my testimony. And this book is going to be free for all brothers and sisters. Last year when I was in Taipei, there was a wealthy man. He knew I wanted to write this book, so he donated some money. And then he backed off. So I didn't get to meet this brother. So I didn't get to meet him. So because he said he was donated, so I could give it out for free. But now, even though he backed off from his donation, are we not giving it to you? No. I am still giving it to all the brothers and sisters in all countries. And thanks to the Lord, yesterday we received a donation from the States. Just enough for me to give this book to you. So I tell you that every time when I go through a tough time, there's always a miracle at the end. Even though without donation, I will still give it to you. Because the one who served the Lord, we never take our words back. And then we never put a discount on our words. That's just what I'm saying. I hope that when you get this book, you'll get to read it. Jesus Christ, all his fullness was released on the cross. From the cross, the church is built. And it is through His greatest blessing He gave to the church. That now through the Lord we have received a piece of the inheritance. Now we're no longer poor. We're no longer poor, I tell you. That our Lord lead us for our whole life. That our Lord is our all. And He supplies always is more than what we need. And He will take on a burden until the day we meet Him. But I'm not telling you that all your prayers will be answered. Now, if you have children, if everything they ask for, you just give it to them, then you are the worst parent. So I tell you that our Lord also wants to discipline us. He wants to make us. So and in a later method, we will talk about the cross that made us.
神制作，照着神的大智慧制作我们。
So God is making us through His godly wisdom. In all circumstances, came from the Lord. And the Lord only has one purpose. So that we can become more like His Son. And also, let me tell you what is the purpose of Jesus coming to this world. So I went to a different couple of churches and I asked the brothers and sisters. And then and they said that Jesus is here so we can be saved. Jesus is here so that our sin can be redeemed. They will talk about many different aspects. But in the Bible, Jesus is sent to this world. What is His great commission? He only has one purpose. Is to lead the many sons into glory. Now, do you believe it? One day we'll meet again in glory. And this is the purpose of Jesus. And it is for this purpose that Jesus came to die, to resurrect. And after resurrection, He walked in this world in 40 days. And He was ascended for us. And then He went into glory first for us. Then He came, He sit on the throne for us. So as the Son of God, the throne and the crown for Him is nothing.
完全的人,宝座荣耀,太有关系了。
It is so easy for him.
一个人掌握这么大的权柄,
but now for a man to take on this power.
马太福音28章最后的话,
in Matthew chapter 28, the last words.
天上地下, 所有的权柄都赐给我了。
It says that all the power in heaven and on earth is now in my hand.
主耶稣掌握所有的权柄,
and Jesus now has a hold of all this power. The power of heaven. The power of this world. And then any kings, they take control of one country. And this king can only take control for so short of a time. Yesterday, someone took me out. And he started criticizing our president. How can a country burn a man alive? This whole world is now set ablaze. And then when a president spoke, he was not wise. He said that the white people are the most gruesome, and he gave three examples. And I only remember one of the examples, it's the crusaders. And then that's what he said. So now you're saying that the people being burned alive is forgivable? Are you saying that the white people is more gruesome than the Taurus, the Cherus? Then what I can say is that this is not wise. And I said, maybe even our president is not a white person. And he protects the Muslims. But I tell you that Jesus is different. He is the King of all ages. And He is the King of all men. And it is in Jesus only that we can find just and righteousness. That Jesus is only fair. So that's why we have to fear the final judgment. The judgment will start in the Lord's house. Now, in these 2,000 years of the church history, there's a lot of bad things that happened. But then if the house of God is not judged, then other people would not say that is fair. But I tell you that even after judgment, we will not perish. It's just at the amount of glory you receive at the end. Let's come back to the cross. The cross is the release of our Lord. So today, brothers and sisters, have this impression. Is that Jesus is now completely released. And the church is now become His blessing. And all His fullness now come to His church. And from Him, we receive our fullness. And now we can be particular of His power. We can be particular of His life. We can be particular of His glory. All that was in Jesus is now in us. And then in the song we sang, it says, where is the leader of the church? It says, He is the one who gives blessings to all the bodies. What you had is now ours. You have now become the strength of our life. And that you are the one who we stand firm for. Stand firm and overcome all enemies. Overcome all enemies. It's been 2,000 some years in the church history. It's always been persecuted. But yet indeed we have overcome. To reveal the glory of Christ. And all the fullness of Christ is in the church. So the basic truth of the cross is that it sets Jesus free. And then there is more truth and different aspects of the cross. The first description is the redemptive cross. The word redemption. The Chinese meaning is very far from the original meaning. In the original meaning, it has nothing to do with saving. So that's why in the program sheet it says the cross of redemption. To redeem means to buy back. What is this redemptive cross? So in the original language is the cross of buying back. And in the Chinese version is that save and redeem. What does it mean to redeem? The word redemption is a legal word. What is a legal word? A legal term means that it cannot be changed. If I owe you $100,000. So now you wanted to sue me. And I only have 10 bucks. Never enough to pay you back for my $10. So we went on to the court. And then the judge, go according to the law, gave you a judgment. You owe someone $10 million. You cannot just pay him back 10 bucks. So through the law, you have to go to jail. Now can you pay it back? You can't do nothing about it. That's the law. But then a kind man came. And he didn't know me. He was a stranger to me. But he now spoke to the judge. And he said, I will pay for him the $10 million. Now, isn't this a blessed man? Now I can no longer need to go to jail. So it's a legal term to redeem. To redeem me. So from now on, I no longer belong to myself. But I belong to someone who paid the price. So today the Lord is not paying for his $10 million. What the Lord has paid cannot be counted. Cannot be bounded by numbers. Because at the end, he wanted to lead us into glory. This grace is too great. It is enough for us to praise. But then there's the importance of praising. And brothers and sisters, why don't you come break bread with us early? And open your mouth and praise. Because praising is not really your words. But it is through your mouth and your heart to praise. Before when I was meeting in Taipei, a lot of people. And then I sit on the aisle next to an older sister. And then every time we will sit at the same seat. And then when they're breaking bread. And then she said, Oh Lord, this Lord of confusion. And then I thought about it, you are the one that is confused. The Lord is not confusing. And then the sister would every time she prayed, we said, Oh my confusing Lord. And then one day I turned to her. And then it is because she didn't understand words. What she meant was this amazing God. But then she said it wrong. She said this confusing God. So in the Chinese words, confusing. And then so when the older sister from now on says the confusing Lord, I would say amen. Because what she meant was God is so amazing that it is confusing. So that's why it's important for the children of God to praise the Lord. That our Lord wants to sit on the throne of a praise. Now what can we do for our Lord? There's nothing we can do. And there's only one thing we can kind of do is to praise. For someone save you from destructions. Don't you want to thank him? You don't want to thank him. If I'm the Lord, then I'll just throw you down at the pit. But of course, that's not our Lord. If you don't pray, if you don't praise, he'll still love you. But if you praise, he'll love you more. So let us all praise. Before the older Christians, praising the Lord is a habit. Everything they praise the Lord. At that time, I was not used to this. So now, if I hear that no one is praising, I would have thought about before. Now, don't you think there's a lot for you to praise? So use our heart to praise. Because he is the one who redeemed us. To redeem us from what? You need to know this. Where are we redeemed from? Some people will say that we're redeemed from the devil. A lot of people think like that. So when they pray, they would say this. He says that we are redeemed from the hand of the devil. So just like then, this guy is paying a ransom. So you know what a ransom means. So for someone, that means that taking someone captive and asking for a ransom. And then for the people that are worried about the person that is captured, they will pay this ransom.
If
you don't pay this ransom, then this captive will be, will be dead. Now, I don't think the judge can do this. Can the judge ask you to pay a ransom? Then if the judge forced you to pay this ransom, then this judge is not a good man. I hear that that's not what the judge
says.
So we are now being redeemed from the hand of the devil. Where are we being redeemed? We are redeemed from the law of God. And that's Galatians chapter 4. That when that time had come, God sent forth His Son to redeem those who were under the law. To redeem those who were under the law. It is through the law that we are persecuted. But I tell you that it is hard to obey these laws. You could try all your strength to try to obey these laws. But I tell you that it says if you disobey one law, you disobey them all. No one can follow all these laws. And the law, the only purpose is to persecute us. And in the thousands of years, we are being judged by this law. But Jesus came, died for us, to redeem us. Redeem us from what? To redeem us from the law. So that's in Romans chapter 6 that now we are living in grace, not under the law. Now do you understand? That we are now living in grace, not under the law. And that's the meaning of the redemption cross. And this is a legal term. No one can change its meaning. Not even God. Because it's a case. Why is a case? That is that. So let me now talk about what is the price that has to pay for our redemption. Who has paid this price? What is this price that is paid? Today I tell you that it is not silver and gold that is being paid. It is Jesus Himself who paid the price. In Psalm chapter 49, it is this psalm. Psalm of Korah. Korah, this is a great revelation. Talk about the truth of redemption. There is these wealthy people. None of these wealthy people can redeem his brother. To redeem has two aspects. It talked about the first is to live eternally. And then secondly is when the price is paid. Who can pay this price? And who can make us live forever? Not any wealthy man can do that. But Jesus came. He died on the cross. He now took on judgment for all. And when he said that it is done, he has now paid the price to God. Now you understand? Only the Son of God can pay this ransom. And God has now received the ransom. Now is God going to ask for a ransom again? I tell you that my debt is paid. My debt is paid in full and then some. So that's why we call our Lord the Savior. This grace is too great. That He has now paid our ransom to God. So that now we can live eternally. Don't think of death as such a great thing. But I tell you that death is only a door. And I tell you that that death is not my end.
死是另一个阶段的开始,
death is the beginning of the next stage.
我们要到主那里去了,
because we are going to the Lord.
死是我的魂离开我的身体了,
death only means my soul departing from my flesh.
所有的物质不灭的,我们的魂的灭嘛,
but I tell you that our spirit will never disappear. I tell you that our soul will leave. A lot of Chinese people want to call dying as going away.
So
people that believe and don't believe, they're saying that they're going away. But I tell you that the soul will never disappear. Wherever the soul goes, that makes a difference. The people that believe in the Lord, the soul goes to the Lord. For people that don't believe, they go to the pit. There's a place for the soul to go. And we want to go to the Lord. The price of ransom is Jesus. And what did Jesus use to pay? He gave his spirit for redemption. When man sinned and fell in Garden of Eden, it is the soul that was fallen. They saw this fruit, it was beautiful. And then now the lust of their eyes. They saw this fruit, it looked delicious. And then the flesh is now have lust. If I eat it, I can be like God. And that's when the pride started kicking in. It is the soul that is now
sin.
And the flesh is now following the soul. And thou ate the fruit. And then from then on, the enemy came. And now we are sinners. Now you understand? Now the Lord has paid our ransom. Through his spirit to save our spirit. And then our soul is just filthy. It is just fallen. But when Jesus came to the flesh, God has prepared for him the most beautiful spirit of all. It is so beautiful that even the heaven is shaken. It is so beautiful that not only so many men followed him at that time, in 2,000 years and then
some,
people are still following this same Jesus. We love Jesus, don't we? It is so different from all of us. Peter says that no one can love someone who cannot see. Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen Jesus? I don't think so. But then say it carefully. I have not seen him with my naked eyes, but my internal eyes, I've seen him. One time I went to Seattle for a special meeting. A couple non-believer came in. And then they were arguing. I was not part of it. And then a brother took me there. And then he said that, hey, that person has a PhD. Very prideful, very convincing. So they asked me to come over. So they saw the speaker of the meeting came to them. They was prideful, and the first thing he said is, have you seen Jesus? And then I told him, mister, you asked a great question. I have seen him. How old are you? And I told him that I did not see him with my naked eyes. I'm not 2,000 years old. But you asked a great question, so let me explain it to you. I have seen Jesus. If I have not seen Jesus, how can I believe in him? How can I love him so much? How can I leave all to follow him? Wouldn't that be just a joke? So you asked a great question. It is because I have seen Jesus. Now let me take you to see him. Then he was saved. Because he has now seen Jesus. Before I was blind. Now I see. That's a great song, right? The Amazing Grace. Now, I translated this song. And then I tell you that I fail when translating this verse. I once was blind.
Now I see.
And now I see. And it is hard to translate a song. It has to match, it has to follow the rhyme. So here it says that I once was lost. And every time when we sing these songs, I thought I could do better. That I fail in translating this song.
I see.
But now I see. Now I can see. It's powerful, right? But then it doesn't really rhyme. Because I tell you that the translator is not so great. If someone was better, they could translate better. I once was blind. But now I see. It is my internal eyes that's now open. And now I could put all the way and follow Christ. How wonderful is Jesus. The spirit of Jesus is the most beautiful of all. And our spirit was filthy. But he used his spirit to replace mine. So to redeem is a one-on-one relationship. You can redeem all at once. The Lord died for you. It's not for us. So in this, some songs may say that even though some may not sin, even no one else sin, just me, that my Lord will still come to this world to die for me. Do you understand? So it is the Lord who died for you, for you, for you, for you. And this was my favorite song. To let everyone that the Lord died for me, for me, for me. That in the gospel meeting. And I spoke to her brother and said that you guys can't sing this song. If you just sing for me, that's not great. It is now longer for me, for me, but for the Lord, for the Lord, for the Lord. Everything now I do is for the Lord. It's no longer I. I is now nailed to the cross. Jesus is the ransom. And this ransom is too high. So now we have this foundation that is firm. How are we redeemed? Because now we are righteous. We are now just. Now we are more than just what we are asked for. The Lord, the righteousness of God became ours. And His righteousness will never change. Now before you were still in prison. Now even we owe Him so much. But it is Jesus who used His Spirit to redeem us. This ransom is so great. So that's why we are bought back with a price. Now, don't you know you're brought back with a price? And you know how much this price was to buy you back? It is God who paid this price. And God is now no longer angry at us. And God will no longer curse us because of Jesus. Now God treats us as His sons because the Lord has saved us. He's redeemed us. He has now given us His life. So that's why we are now called children of God. So that's why now we are brother and sisters. Because we share the same life. Not one, we share one life. Now the same thing could be in 10,000 places. That's God's amaze. His amazing life is now given to thousands and thousands. So now we share the same life. So even though we have different personalities, when I go to China, so many different people. They speak different dialects. I don't want to go some part of the country because I can't understand a word.
When
I would go to Zhejiang and Fujian.
Fujian下面是广东,
and then Canton. And then I'm saying, you guys are no longer speaking Mandarin. I can't understand a word. Yes. Yet, all the Christians all over China is the same. Wherever you go to a church, you see the children of God. You see the greatness of the God. You see the overcoming power of a God. No one can overcome the church. Even though the church has gone through persecution. For people, they think that the church will perish. But yet Jesus is the Savior of all. The King of all. To lead us through these different ages. Until the day He comes again. The foundation of the cross is righteousness. A lot of people will say that the foundation of the cross is love. But yes, that's true. The cross is a revelation of love. It is Jesus' love that He died on the cross. And yes, Jesus loves you. No one loves us more than Jesus. But yet, I tell you, the foundation of our salvation is not love. There's great love and smaller love. Love can change. But I tell you that righteousness can never change. Righteousness was set in the beginning and lasts to the end. The righteousness is that. That it is set in God. And it is God who now took in this ransom. We are now bought back. And the foundation of our redemption is righteousness. Now our foundation is now firm. No one can shake this foundation. Not Satan. Even God cannot change this. Because He has received this ransom through Jesus. Now He sees us through Jesus. And now to Him we are beautiful. Because the Son of God has set this. The redemptive cross is the first message. Come next Sunday. Bring friends and brothers to us. I tell you that we are now less in number, few in numbers. Bring them to listen to the message of the cross. The foundation of our belief. And today I spend a lot of time saying other things. Next time let's focus on the cross. Focus on the message of the cross. Next time we'll talk about the life of the cross. And lastly, we'll talk about the overcoming cross. And after these three messages, let us understand the cross. So that we can hold each other's hands to walk this living way. Walk into the mark of glory. Jesus is leading you. Jesus is not up in heaven. He is here. He is living in you. And how firm is this assurance of being saved? How firm is our belief? Let us sing the song again. Song 82.